we stand and get ready for prayer? Again, our prayer is coming from Psalm 50, which we're going to have a lot of Psalm 50 today. This is just 5 through 6, which deals with the nature of our covenant with Christ. Our Father, gather your saints together unto yourself, those that have made a covenant with you by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, declaring unto us that thou, O God, art judge alone. Amen. There's a lot in that little prayer. It's good to meditate on. Psalm will praise it for beginning is 147a, and then we're going to save the B section of that for later. Which is in the back of our loose leaf pamphlet. So 147a. Those who are listening by conference call and have a copy of our book, if they'd like to follow along or even sing together. 147a.
Hallelujah, for it is good to sing praise to our God to sing. For it is pleasant and to praise Him is our comely thing. Jerusalem doth the Lord God build up, and He it is alone that the dispersed of Israel doth gather into one. Those that are broken in their hearts and grieved in their minds, He healeth their painful wounds, and their wounds He tenderly binds. He counts the number of the stars, He names them, names them every one. Great is the Lord and of great power, His wisdom search can none, can none. The Lord lifts up the meek and casts the wicked to the ground, the ground. Sing to the Lord and give Him thanks. Thank Him on harp, His praises sound. Who covereth the heaven with clouds? Who for the earth below preparing rain, who maketh grass upon the mountains grow and grow. He gives the beast his food, He feeds the ravens young that cry to Him. Not in horses' strength, nor in men's legs doth pleasure lie, but in all those that do Him fear, the Lord our God doth pleasure take. In those that do His mercy do, by hope themselves be saved.
God take pleasure in, those who fear him. I think we studied a little bit of that already recently. We are on Psalm 119. The Hebrew letter is Delef. It's our English letter D. It's the fourth part of the Hebrew alphabet and the fourth part of this Psalm 119, Delef, part 4. It's to the tune of Dublin, by an Irish tune. Should we hum this one out? Might as well.
Teach thou me, and do thou lead me in mercy, Lord. I pray thee to remember, and loving kindness says for they have been of old forever. My sins and faults of youth do thou, O Lord, forget. After thy mercy, think on me, and for thy goodness pray. God good and upright is, the way he'll sinners show. The meek in judgment he will guide, and make his path to know. The whole path of the Lord are truth and mercy sure. To those that view his covenant keep and testimonies pure.
We will go to our Old Testament lesson of the King James Bible. Come from Deuteronomy 5. This is going to double for this month's reading of the Ten Commandments, because Deuteronomy 5 is the second giving of the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, and then we're going to use John 3 for a New Testament lesson to teach some of the truths that we have been looking at for this month and for the next month to come, for that matter. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Start in 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them.
The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb.
The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day.
The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount of Moses the fire.
I stood between the Lord and you at that time to show you the word of the Lord. For ye were afraid by reason of the fire, and went not up into the mount, saying,
I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage.
Let's say the Ten Commandments all together.
Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, and the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy ox, nor thy ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox or his ass or anything that is thy neighbor's.
These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the clouds, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them in two tables of stone, and he delivered them unto me.
And it came to pass, when he heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that he came near unto me, even all the heads of the tribes and of your elders.
And ye said, Behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth.
Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die.
For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have and lived?
Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us
all that the Lord our God
shall speak unto us,
and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken.
Oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments,
always,
that it might be well with them, and with their children forever.
Go say to them, Get you into your tents again.
But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments, and the statutes, and the judgments, which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it.
Ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left.
Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess.
And we will end right there at the end of the chapter and go to John chapter 3. I do want to pay special attention to this Old Testament lesson from the Ten Commandments, where it is said that, why should we die? In verse 25, that this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of the Lord, our God, anymore. Then we shall die, for who is it there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? I want you to hang on to those thoughts as we read through John 3, because I think that will be a highly important thing to notice. So to the Gospel of John. Chapter 3. Gospel of John, chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with them.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again.
The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be?
Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness.
If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he did not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them, and he baptized.
And John also was baptized in the Nainon near the Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized.
For John was not yet cast in the prison.
Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying.
And they came unto John, and they said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him.
John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
Ye yourselves bear witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him.
He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore it is fulfilled.
He must increase, but I must decrease.
He that comes from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all.
And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, no man receiveth his testimony.
He that hath received his testimony hath set and sealed that God is true.
For he to whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. We'll end here reading. The reason I asked to pay attention to that was it said no man has seen God at any time. And the only begotten declares it in John 1, but here in this section, we're told that Christ gives his testimony of things that were in heaven. That connecting the two together, you have to conclude that Jesus then was not a man. Can you see? So a lot of that should, I hope, if we kept some track of the things we talked about last week on testimonies and what the difference between a testimony and the covenant itself is, should make some more sense in John 3, because what we're told is that Jesus is bearing testimony on earth of what he has seen in heaven. That means he was in heaven, and he was with God. So there's a lot to extract out of that. There's a lot we can understand from it, and I hope by distinguishing what the meaning of testimony and witness and things like that are, that you can understand some of what we talked about last week, which we'll And so that's kind of where we're going for this next month. I think I'm going to continue with what we're doing here. I think that it's very good for us to learn from. I think it's very good to consider what effects we need to be causing in the world in the greater scope of all of this. And so we're going to end right there. We're going to take a break. I need a drink of water. And we'll sing our last few songs and we'll have lunch.
Right. Yahweh the Lord, praise Jerusalem, Zion, thy God confess. For thy great part he maketh strong, thy sons in thee doth bless. Blessed. thieves. And he with fine wheat filleth thee. He sends forth his command on earth. His word runs speedily. O'er frost like ashes scattered, like wool he snow doth give to thee. Like poor souls casted forth his eyes, who in his soul can live. He sendeth forth his mighty word, and maketh them again, again. And the waters flow amain. The doctrine of his holy word to Jacob, Jacob he doth show. His statutes and his judgments he gives Israel to any nation. Never such favor did afford, for they his judgments have not known. Oh, do ye praise the Lord Yahweh.
Take your Talmud book. Go to the very first page in the back where all of the resuscitations are. It should say the Confession of Christ of the Greatest Commandments. It's Roman numeral 1 in red at the bottom. Confession of Christ of the Greatest Commandments. This is from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5, and Leviticus 19, 13, as recorded in Mark 12, 29 through 31, by the words of Christ. And Jesus answered, the first of all the commandments is,
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely, this.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
They who answer thus answer wisely, for Jesus said unto him who knew these commandments are greatest.
You are not far from the kingdom of God.
That's pretty important. In the back of our loose leaf, we have the Lord's Prayer, which we're going to end with here today. This is the, as it's recorded in Matthew 6, 7 through 15. When ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Christian, could I have you close us in prayer today?
dear God. Thank you for another day of grace and mercy, Lord. Thank you for another week that's gone by and given us strength. And, Lord, I pray you'd help us to think on covenants more and cause them to be more important in our lives. Please help us to fear you, Lord, and give us contentment. I pray you'd increase the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, all of joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control, God. And if I'm missing any others, I pray you'd just increase that in our lives, God. And as your Son said, please help us to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Please help us to love our neighbor as ourself. And Lord, we just thank you for who you are, and we bless your name. Please help those that are in medical conditions right now that we know and that are either nearby or far abroad but still come from time to time. Please help them, God, and what they're going through. Thank you for this food that we're about to eat. Thank you for the fruit of the earth, God. Please just bless this new moon.